From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Police in India's financial capital, Mumbai, are searching for a team of terrorists who are believed to be planning a high-profile attack on that city. NPR's Corey Flintoff says police have asked the public for help in spotting the men.
Mumbai's police commissioner told reporters that the hunted men are believed to be members of Lashkar-e-Taiba, the Pakistan-based militant group that launched a deadly attack on Mumbai in 2008. That attack, carried out by commandos with guns and bombs, left at least 166 people dead. It also raised tensions with India's rival, Pakistan, because Indian authorities believe that Lashkar-e-Taiba operates with the support of some elements of the Pakistani government. The police commissioner said his office has information that the four suspected militants recently arrived in the city and that they were planning a violent attack. The four men were named, and police provided a photo of one of them. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
A storm system that's rolling across parts of the nation's midsection is expected to make holiday travel difficult there today. Mike Eckert is with the National Weather Service.
Much of the Midwest, from the Central Plains through Iowa, Missouri, over into the Ohio Valley, there's going to be light snow through that area. There's a broad area of winter weather advisories for like 2 to 3 to 4 inches of snow accumulating through that area.
And Eckert says some parts of Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois could get twice that much snow. Millions of Americans are expected to be traveling over the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET reports higher gasoline prices are not expected to deter people from taking to the highways.
AAA estimates more than 92 million people across the country will travel more than 50 miles from their home. Spokesperson Heather Hunter says gasoline prices are up roughly 45 cents from last year, but she says a survey of travelers taken before the holiday season reveals that the price hike likely won't deter many people.
Most people have already made their decision whether they're going to travel or not over the holidays, and it's not big enough of an increase to make people cancel their plans.
And the Air Transport Association expects just over 44 million people on U.S. flights during the holidays, up 3% from the same time period a year ago. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
The damage caused by flooding and mudslides triggered by a week of heavy rain in Southern California is expected to total tens of millions of dollars. CAL FIRE spokesman Bill Peters says cleaning up the muddy mess in communities such as Highland, California, will take some time.
Because of all of this mud, we're talking probably hundreds of metric tons of dirt and mud. So you got to dig it out, you got to put it on a truck, you got to dump it, you got to come back. It becomes a 24/7 process.
Peter says five homes were destroyed and scores of others damaged in Highland by waves of mud and water that swept through the community. This is NPR News from Washington. An explosion that leveled a house south of Baghdad today has killed a Shiite militia leader, his wife, and three children. Four others were wounded by the blast. The target was apparently a leader of the Maqti army, the militia loyal to radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, which often terrorized Sunni neighborhoods at the height of sectarian violence in Iraq in 2006-2007. The militia's fighters and leaders have been the targets of attacks by Sunni militants ever since. Pope Benedict has been heard this morning giving a message on one of Britain's most popular morning radio programs. NPR's Philip Reeves says some critics are saying the BBC should have used the opportunity to challenge the Roman Catholic Church's record on sexual abuse.
Executives at the BBC lobbied for years for the Pope to do this. He spoke on Thought for the Day, a slot on BBC Radio 4's flagship show, when speakers from a broad range of faiths every morning deliver a brief monologue. The pontiff's thought, pre-recorded in Rome, focused on faith and the Christmas message. He recalled with fondness his four-day visit to Britain in September. His address today annoyed some of his critics. They accused the BBC of giving the Pope a platform without challenging him over the Catholic Church's massive child abuse scandal. Tomorrow, Queen Elizabeth takes to Britain's airwaves. Her annual television address is about the importance of sport. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Police in New York City are looking for the thief who tunneled through a wall into an apartment while the owner was away and made off with hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of artwork by Andy Warhol and other notable artists, as well as jewelry and watches. Investigators say the burglary occurred over the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.